Good morning, Thunder Bay. You are now dialed into the Thunderwolves sports feed.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Thunderwolves sports feed on this October 1st, 2015, here on CLU Radio 102.7 FM and LURadio.ca on the World Wide Web. Well, it is Homecoming 2015, and there's much excitement about campus. Lots of folks coming back, and I'm so very fortunate to have three distinguished guests in my the booth this morning with me. And those, of course, are George Berger, men's basketball coach, 67-70, Jerry Hemmings, Lakehead basketball alum, 69-72, and Louis Vaughn as well. All came in from out of province and out of country. I have a feeling that the next 56 minutes is going to be out of sight. So we're going to get some things queued up in the station here. Let's spin a track to get things going here on the Thunderbolt Sports Feed. This one is the Allman Brothers with Midnight Rider here on the Thunderbolt Sports Feed. All right. And starting us off there this morning was the Allman Brothers with Midnight Rider off their Beginnings album. Now, in the booth with me this morning are very distinguished guests. I guess I'll start with my first to my left is George Berger, men's basketball coach, 1967-70, and athletic director, 67-74. Good morning, George.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Jerry Hemmings here. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Hugh. Great to be on your show.
And other than him, it's Louis. Good morning, Louis.
Good morning. Good morning. It's very, very good to be here. I look forward to our conversation this morning.
All right, fellas. Maybe I'll start with you, George. Maybe we'll start at the beginning. And you got into town yesterday, and it had probably been some time since you've been in Thunder Bay, and how do you think it looks around here?
Well, the town was supposed to be depressed and so on since some of the industries left, but hey, yeah, we're finding it harder to get around. There's a lot of new motels and hotels and so on.
Yes, indeed. And we're very much alive. It's been a pleasure spending a bit of time with you since you hit the ground, and of course Thunder Bay is happy to host all three of you, and of course it's all part of Homecoming 2015. All of you were inducted in the year 2000 to our Wall of Fame, and there's a very good reason for that. And this, and maybe George, you can lead us into exactly what that team was all about in 1969-70.
Well, it was my third year of coaching, and at the time we were playing in the NAIA in the U.S. because we couldn't get into a Canadian league yet, and because of that, we were not eligible to play for a Canadian championship, so we played all but the 23 games that we played during the season. We played six Canadian teams and 17 American teams, and it was just a real great year. I mean, we kept winning and kept winning and kept winning until we finished the season with 23-1, and that was just a real good record for us. And we beat some very good American teams and six Canadian teams that we beat. It was a disaster, and most of those games we won them by big margins, and so it was a great year.
And of course, I mean, so goes the saying, you know, the older I get, the better I was. But I think all of you have a very valid statement of claim that, you know, you guys had one of the best, if not the best, men's basketball team to ever go on the floor at Lakehead University.
Well, we would want to say that we were the best according to what the records that were kept. I have them from the statistic sheet that was put out by Lakehead University for this event, and only losing one game, and we lost less than any other team during that time. So I would say that we would have a valid right to claim the championship of Lakehead University basketball for 50 years.
Well said, Coach. So maybe transition over to Lewis here for a moment. So you no doubt echo the remarks of Coach.
Yes, I would echo those sentiments that we were very good. We came and it was excellent. But Hugh, there was a reason of our excellency. It wasn't that not only we were good, but we weren't that excellent. What made us excellent was this community of Thunder Bay. We had great support from this community. I am very elated to be here with you this morning, to be here with Coach, to be here with Jerry, that I can say this to the citizens and to this community of Thunder Bay to say thank you. My mother always says, people do not have to be nice to you, but when they are, you do need to say thank you. After 45, 50 years, now I have an opportunity to say to the citizens of Thunder Bay, thank you. Hugh, listen, man, it was phenomenal. The gym was packed every game that we played. I think it, no standing room, and they may even turn some people away. But it was the community that gave us the energy to do and to accomplish what we accomplished. You see, it's about a chemistry. It's when people can come together with that kind of chemistry, it works. Not only that, those of us that were from America, our teammates that were from here in Canada, man, they embraced us from day one. From day one, we had a camaraderie on our team, in this community. That's why we won. It wasn't that we were so good, because to me, I always tell Jerry, I say, we were a bunch of misfits. But these misfits turned everything upside down. Again, I say to this community, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all you've done for us.
All right. And that's what very well said, Lewis. And that's, it's coming from Lewis Vaughn, who's traveled all the way from Beaumont, Texas, to be with us here during Homecoming 2015. So I very much appreciate those sentiments, Lewis.
And thank you. And again, to the citizens here.
Okay. I think Jerry's wants to jump in.
Well, I agree with Lewis. You know, we enjoyed it. That time with the team playing out of the United States, you know, he recruited quite a few Americans. I came from North Carolina. And I tell people, and probably people out there listening, I'm the only guy, and I've been here almost 50 years now. I've lived in Canada longer than I have the United States, and I'm probably the only guy that's probably does not still speak one of Canada's two official languages. But I agree with Lewis. I mean, you know, when I was talking to Robert Jackson, another player George had recruited from Texas yesterday, and really for all of us, you know, Thunder Bay is our Canadian home. This is where we first came from. My wife is from Thunder Bay. Yeah. So Thunder Bay and Lakehead University and all the people in the city, all the people that work at LU, you know, Lakehead University and Thunder Bay has a special place in our hearts.
All right. No, and I echo those sentiments as well, and I count myself very lucky to be here working and be able to have it my job to engage with, you know, our legends and our heroes and our proud alumni such as yourself. George, you wanted to add something.
Well, you know, when I came, we were a very small department at the time. We only had four people in the department, and that was Henry Ackerval, who was a hockey coach, Bill Shannon, who was our coordinator, and Chris Siciliano and myself. And I just want to say something about Chris Siciliano. What a great person she was. She was just in her second year here, but I just said, hey, she's my administrative assistant, my assistant athletic director, because I would be coaching basketball out of town, take a team somewhere. And she ran the department just with honors and just did a heck of a job for us. And I guess we're going to recognize her this weekend here, too. So.
Yeah, that's true. We are recognizing with the Wall of Fame. We have our builders that we induct, and this year is special for us. And we're recognizing the builders behind the builders, and those are Chris Siciliano, now Chris Zilberman, and also Sharon Kozak, who is administrative assistant there at the athletic department for 20-odd years, who still lives here in Thunder Bay. I had the pleasure of meeting her a couple weeks back. And, of course, our current administrative assistant who works wonders, Lana Rizzuto, in the office there. And, she's busy right now putting the finishing touches on the arrangements for the Wall of Fame ceremony. Tomorrow... At tomorrow's game, we're going to be having a halftime ceremony with all of the 69-70 team members that have come here to Thunder Bay. And I think that number is, I think there's seven or eight of you that have made it back, George?
Well, there will be that many from out of town, but then there should be 12 probably with the local team members, 11 or 12, which is good. We had 13 total, and if we have 10 of them, that would be real good. So,
and you guys, this is your second reunion in less than a year, really. I mean,
right.
you guys did have a reunion down in the warmer climes of South Carolina, I believe.
Right, Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach. Lewis, how did that go down there?
It was wonderful. It was great for us to be together again. And it was at that time that we discussed what was going to be taking place this weekend. And we sort of made arrangements that, hey, we're going to go. We want to be there. And certainly, as I mentioned earlier, I certainly wanted to be here, not knowing I was going to be on your program, but at least at some point in time be able to say thank you to this community. Here, when I stayed here, we didn't have what they have here now. I did not stay on campus. I stayed at the Prince Arthur Hotel where they took us in. Many of us, we were in various places here in people's homes. That's why I say this community is just awesome. You don't find this everywhere. Yeah, I stayed at the Prince Arthur, man, and they love me. I love them. And for many years after leaving here, I was always in touch with them. And so, again, man, it was wonderful. But down in Myrtle Beach, we had a good time, a very good time.
Yeah.
And Jerry and Joe Parks actually made that happen. And we are, again, just elated.
Why don't we just take a small breather here? We'll gather our thoughts for the next segment here on the Thunderwolves Sports Feed. Let's listen to a little bit of Curtis Mayfield here while we'll take a breath. I'm chatting with Lakehead basketball alumni George Berger, Jerry Hemmings, and Lewis Vaughn here on the Thunderbolt Sports Feed on CLU Radio 102.7 FM and LURadio.ca. All right, we are rock and rolling and reminiscing here in the booth at 707 Oliver Road here on the Thunderbolt Sports Feed. And I've got some very special guests in the booth with me this morning, Lewis Vaughn, Jerry Hemmings, and their coach, George Berger. This is, of course, going back to 69-70. Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of our listeners back out there in Thunder Bay that can... recall those years and what it was like to be at Lakehead or in Thunder Bay when something new was happening. The university was just four or five years old. I mean, Lakehead College, of course, existed before that. But as a university, it was 5 years old. And maybe, George. I mean, it was something new, and it was like a fresh canvas, and you were painting magnificently on it.
Yes, it was that way. But just to tell you, we had the new gym that would hold quite a few people, and I said, well, I'm going to fill that. And they said, well, most people thought it was a big laugh that we'd ever fill that for basketball, maybe hockey, but not basketball. Well, it didn't take very long, and that place was plumb full all the way. All the time, standing room only around the track upstairs, and I don't know if anybody ever got turned away, but I think we squatted them in some way.
Yeah, it certainly must have been an electric atmosphere to be playing in there, and I mean that tradition continues to this day. You know, our supporters here in Thunder Bay, our fan base has been unwavering, and we're just all so pleased and happy and proud to be here, coming together here at Homecoming 2015. What was it like playing back in the gym back in those days, Lewis? It must have been crazy, maybe.
Electrifying. That's the word, electrifying. You know, I mean, like I said, our energy was we got from the community. We've been alluding to the fact of the three of us and how good it was, but it's somebody we're leaving out. Now, Coach Berger was our coach, but really he was a co-coach. He has a wife, and she was a big. She was a had something to do with our winning ways. So I look at them as being co-coaches.
Right on.
And so we are. She's not here with us, but we are certainly grateful for all that she did for us, because that was our mom away from home, mm-hmm. You know, and she made sure that she would talk with us, and she talked with us as a mom. In other words, not only did she talk with us, but she talked to us. And so that made a big difference, and we felt that genuineness from her. So we salute her this weekend as well.
I mean, no matter where you find yourself in life, I mean, but especially as a young man away from home, experiencing new things, getting your education in a new town, it's helpful to have that a strong character in your life to lend you a helping hand when you needed it, but maybe, to speak metaphorically, give you a smack with the back of it if you needed it too.
And she did that. She really did that.
Yeah.
That was good times, Hugh. I mean, very good times. Lakehead University, we are just grateful to be here this weekend to share in this good, great, and grand celebration. And that's exactly what it is.
Maybe I could get Jerry just to chime in. Jerry, I mean, we've been talking about the atmosphere and all the experiences in the new gym and in town. I mean, what's going through your mind right now? I mean, it must bring back some memories.
Yeah, you know, I have tremendous memories of Lakehead University, Thunder Bay, you know, both as a player and then as a opposing coach, because I went on in. When I left Lakehead University, I was hired in 1974 as a head basketball coach at Brandon University. Mm-hmm. And at that time, Lakehead University competed in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And we had some real dogfights here. And I know what the fans are and what the fans are. And I'll just share a quick story with you. We were playing back here probably in the late, mid-90s. And the students would sit in behind the benches.
Of course.
And
of course.
Boy, would they try to wear on the players and the coaches. And I can remember I had a young player, I think he was in his second year, Jason Scott, and I put him into the game, and all the students behind said, "Jerry, that must be your son, because that's the only way he would get on the court." But it was all, you know, it wasn't anything bad.
Yeah,
but just great fans that Lakehead University has a great tradition for, and just to share another story with you and some people out there that may be listening, we came here and played in 1979-80. Lakehead had a very strong team then coached by Don Punch, And we had a very good team. We actually lost in the national championship game that year. But we still hold the record in CIS basketball. We went five overtimes, 65 minutes of basketball. So we really gave their fans their money worth. The game ended up regulation, Hugh, was 71-71. Brandon went on and won the game 125-112. But it was so there's been some great games. Another game we had, and I'm sure George remembers this one because he was on the bench with me. We played Lakehead in 1979, four games. We came to Thunder Bay. They beat us by 10 and 12. So when they came back to Brandon, we won by the identical same numbers, 10 and 12. We had the same identical record. So then you go by points for and against. Well, that was a tie. We had the next to break the tie was a coin toss. And they flipped, can't remember back then, it may have been a 25-cent piece, 50-cent piece. It hit on edge. It rolled all the way from one end of the gym to the other. Don Punch, the Lakehead coach, was chasing the coin. They won the coin toss. And on Tuesday morning, we had to take a charter. I think it was 35 degrees below zero in Brandon to fly here and play. And we had a late-game situation where John Zanata actually threw one back over court. We were chasing it down to get a layup. The game was like 71-71. Don Punch, the quick-thinking coach he was, believe it or not, Lewis, he ran out on the court, soccer-styled the ball that ended up in the rafter.
Wow.
For us, we got two free throws, and I was Peter Andrews, the referee, and I said, Peter, surely you got to throw him out of the game. No, we can't do that to Coach Punch. So we've had some, you know, I've enjoyed some great times as a player and as a coach in the I'm assuming it's still called the C.J. Saunders Fieldhouse.
It is indeed, yeah. Of course, it's taken on the, I think it was in the 80s or 90s, we started calling the gym the Thunderdome. But in either case, it is the C.J. Saunders Fieldhouse as a unit. But you guys understand how we could call it the Thunderdome there.
Yeah, and back then, you know, we were called the Norwesters. And now they're called the Thunder Wars, which is an appropriate name.
Do you remember that
game? Well, yes, I agree with that. I'm not sure where the name Norwesters first came from. I guess it was a windstorm of some kind blowing in.
Yeah.
Maybe that fit as well, and we played under it, and it worked out good, and Thunder Wolves today have taken over from that and carrying right on.
Yeah. No, I think the Norwesters, I mean, I think it refers to the Norwesters chain of mountains that goes down Lake Superior down into Minnesota on the Iron Range there. But anyhow, it's we're proud of our Thunder Wolves and our Norwester alumni. We're all Lakehead one under one name of Lakehead. And yeah, I think there are going to be some kind of throwback retro memorabilia around this weekend at the Fieldhouse. I know there's some T-shirts that feature the old logos and 50 years, whatnot, our old logo and our new logo. So you know how it's the new craze with sports teams to recycle their old logos and engage fans that way from different generations.
And it's still Lakehead University, no matter which logo they have.
Yeah, any way you slice it. Now, maybe we get you. I asked you guys earlier about a song that you may want to hear, and you said it was a Ray Charles, "Rainy Night in Georgia." I'm sure I've heard this song before, but I'm gonna get more familiar with it now.
Suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Yeah, baby, seems I hear your voice calling. It's all right. A rainy night in Georgia. Said a rainy night in Georgia. Love, Lord, it's just raining all over the world, baby. That's the way I feel tonight. It's raining all over the world.
Look at him.
Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. Oh Lord. And a distant moaning of the train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. Oh, that's lonesome. But this rainy night in Georgia, it's a rainy night in Georgia. It's just raining all over the world. I feel that it's raining all over the world. I'm gonna take out my guitar just to pass some time. Are you with that, mama? Then listen to this. When it gets late at night and it's hard to rest, I'll hold your picture to my chest and I'm gonna feel fine. Yeah, yeah, baby. This raining night in Georgia. Oh, yeah. Such a rainy night in Georgia. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's raining. Raining all over the world. Yes, it is. I know it's raining all over the world. Help me. Check out my guitar just to pass some time. Oh, 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 yes, I will. And girl, late at night is so hard to rest. That's why I hold your picture to my chest. And it make me feel fine. I feel pretty good now. Feel all right there. But still, this rainy night in Georgia. Yeah. What a rainy night in Georgia. I believe it's raining all over the world. That's the sad news, baby. It's just raining all over the world. I know it's raining and it's raining in my soul. It's raining all over me. That lets me know it's raining all over the world. You hear what I'm trying to tell you, woman? That's why I'm just sitting here now trying to finish off this last little half pint I got, you know.
I don't know what I'm supposed to, but you know, as I think about this, and I feel, I know very well that I'll be all right in a little while, because, you know, I can just get my hands on some sterno, you know, and everything will be I'm almost gone now, but I wish you would stop the rain. Somebody up there ought to turn it off, you know, especially since it's raining all over the world.
All right, we are back here on the air on Thunderbolt Sports Feed, and I'm sitting with Lewis Vaughn, Jerry Hemmings, and Coach George Berger. And now, Lewis, you just had a remark about the American teams that you would come and see, and they maybe didn't give you as much respect as they should have.
What I was sharing was the fact that many people here in the community, when we played some of the Canadian teams, they would kind of, you know, give us a little josh and saying, all right, you're about to see some real players. You're going to meet these Canadian guys, and they can really play. Well, what that did, that just pumped us, got our adrenaline really going, you know. And as I laid it to the team this morning, we had a chance to talk with them. And I said to them, because of that, it would just give us such a rush that we would come out and we've never won a game less than 30 points against the Canadian teams that we played here. Yeah. But it was, again, I think it was a psychological thing from the people in the community that said, oh, you're not going to be able to do this like you've been doing. So, and especially when we prayed, what, Brandon? We prayed Brandon, and it was something else. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I got to share this with you. A player that played Brandon that year had played at Lakehead the year before, probably one of the first Americans that George had recruited, a guy, and some of the fans out there may remember this name, Willie Jerks, who was from Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
And George was a psychological coach. And I remember – and I was, at that time, was the only white starter on the team.
Yeah.
So George would come to me and say, well, I don't think Lewis can guard that guy or Jackson. Jerry, I'm going to put you guarding Willie Jerks. So he would really pump us up. And so we were really ready for this team. We went on and beat them that game, Hugh. 100-40 was the score. We won by 60 points that game.
All right, shout out Willie Jerks, man. I know it's tough. It's tough league, but we're here to tell the story right now. But yeah, that's one thing I must say. You know, we say in jest, but I mean, it's one thing over the years that you probably love and respect your teammates, but I think over time you almost gain a deep respect for those great opponents that you had too.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not sure if that extends to the. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it does, George. In terms of like the coaches that you faced or the great players that you faced, you know, even though that you wanted to beat them that time. I mean, over the years, you can look back and you really shared the court, and you got to develop a deep respect and a mutual love of the game.
Sure, we did. That's very much the case of it. You know, we. We didn't win every game by 60 points, by no means. We had a couple games, actually three games in a row that Robert Jackson, he could come on and really, really be ready. I mean, he was pumped up and ready to go and won the game by 1 point once and 2 points and then 4 points in another game. And that's just the way the games went. And we were happy to take a 30-point win or a 1-point win if we got them.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the other things, Hugh, is that the other teams or the opponents that we played, we gave all we had. They gave all they had. And at the end of the game, it was always a mutual respect one for the other, the players as well as the coaches. And sometime today, when we look at this and such animosity and things are happening on the court that we just didn't have. You know, it was sometime a player would be knocked down, and we would help him up, you know, help him up and knock him down again. but certainly we enjoyed the sport of basketball. But now I want to just say this now. I mean, no, we've been talking about sport, but the education that we received here was just as good, great, and grand. There was educators here that were serious about us gaining an education. I came from the United States, and so we went to grade 12, where here is grade 11, and then you come over to the university. So it's a lot of different things, but I have to tip my hat to the educators that were here, too. We had an English professor. I used to call him Beowulf. That was one of his claim for fame was Beowulf. But the educators here and the education that we were receiving here was top-notch.
All right. We found out about this the second year I was coaching, when I had some American kids on the team that were pretty good players. And they kind of thought, well, we're players, we might not have to study. Well, at the end of that year, it showed that the Canadian system is not for fools. I mean, you had to give your worth every day, and we lost some of them to come back that next year. That we could have used a couple of those guys, but we didn't, because they didn't study. And that was one thing I can say about this team. All these guys got a degree, because I pounded it into them. Hey, you've got to study. You've got to be in class every day, and you've got to be putting your best efforts forward each time.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. Because as fun as basketball is, and coaching, you know, basketball, will like it or not, you know, one day will end your body with your body, right? I mean, some of us are lucky enough to keep on playing until, you know, into our 20s and maybe our 30s. But that you know, 35 to 85 haul, George, I mean, unless you're coaching, I mean, that education is what's going to be your bread and butter there long term.
Correct.
That's right. You mentioned some of them play up to their 30s or 40s, but hey, we got one player from here that asked me to come and coach a team. He's going to play with the alumni team, and he's 75, Brian Niemann.
That's right. That's right. Big shout-out to Brian Niemann, who's going to be playing in the men's basketball alumni game.
I don't think Brian will like that quote, 75.
65. We'll get that right.
Is that all he is?
All right. We're having a lot of fun here on Thunderbolt Sports Feed, and we've been talking about your teammates from that 69-70 team, Robert Jackson. A big shout out to him. I understand he was a big playmaker and a big clutch guy at the end of games.
Correct.
And it's been such a pleasure with you guys. I wish we had another hour, but we are up on noon, and I know there's lots of things happening. And the men's basketball team from 1969-70 will be honored on Friday night, halftime of the men's game. Thanks again for coming, guys.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry.
Great job, Hugh.
All right. Thank you very much, fellas. All right. Those are my guests, George Berger, Jerry Hemmings, and Louis Vaughn. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Thunderbolt Sports Feed. I hope you're back next week. Come out and enjoy Homecoming 2015, the Johnson Adams Memorial Alumni Games, and, of course, the Wall of Fame 2015 induction ceremony happening Saturday. Reception at 5 p.m. and the event beginning at 5:30. You can find all more information at thunderwolves.ca.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right.